Banner.
Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Can man control his destiny? Can he change the shape of things to come?
Well, that's the question. What do you think, Tim?
I barely heard it. What was it?
Can man control his destiny? Can he change the shape of things to come?
Things to come. Well, God gave us the greatest gift of all, free will, so I suppose there's some room to jiggle the steering wheel in, so to speak.
Yeah, I guess, right? We have an obligation, though, to implant ourselves, our feet firmly on the ground, and to let people know where we stand. And that's the one thing about Christians in particular, and patriots, constitutionalists, that should distinguish them from the rest of the world, is they you know, like we talk about evolution and creation, all of that. You know, the evolutionist says, I don't know, I think, I hope, I believe, I surmise, I guess. But here, Genesis says, in the beginning, this is what happened. Now, that's the difference between the Christian and the pagan. The Christian and the evolutionist, the Christian and the humanist, the constitutionalist and the totalitarian, those that wish to create a society of control, whether it be majoritarianism, which is democracy, or whether it be totalitarianism, a rule of the few at the top. It is still a form of tyranny. Democracy is still a form of tyranny, whether we like it or not. And that's what our founding fathers opposed, democracy. They opposed all these things. And here, tomorrow, you know, we'll have the celebration of Veterans Day, and you'll hear all the, you know, the numbnuts heads and the cuckoo clocks and the media come up and say, well, this is what they died for. They died for democracy. I'm saying, God help us. God help us. They died for tyranny. And that's the sad part of it all, is that most of those who died in war didn't know who and what they were dying for.
No.
They certainly, unfortunately, were used in each and every war in the last century for a purpose that was totally opposite the stated purpose that was given at the time for war. And, you know, it's not just George Bush and the neocons, Tim, who have lied to us about this war. All wars in the last century that I can think of were based on lies. And we ought to see that. We ought to be able to understand that men like Roosevelt, men like Wilson and others were just as much liars then as George Bush is today.
Well, most wars are based on lies, and therefore most wars are bogus. However, the war we got going on right now is really, really bogus. And, you know, people don't have to listen to what we say about that, Rick. Really, all they have to do is look at some of the things that some of the people in power have been saying for years, like a statement from the 1970s, which goes, military men are dumb, stupid animals to be used as pawns for foreign policy. Now, who said that great line?
Sounds familiar.
Henry Kissinger.
That's what I thought.
And if you want to look it up, it's in Woodward and Bernstein, The Final Days, in Chapter 14. Mm-hmm. Military men are dumb, stupid animals to be used as pawns for foreign policy. And I think if you were to talk to Henry today, he would probably tell you that in today's world, that also includes military women.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
so you're
indeed
absolutely right. These people have gone to war thinking that they're going to defend our republic, to fight for our democratic system, to fight for the greatest country on earth, when really they're just being used for, well, today, globalism.
And today, it's so blatant that, you know, when you see George Bush clamping down with a Patriot Act, a free speech zones and all of this sort of thing, tyranny, and saying that's what we're fighting for, hey, you better wake up, ladies and gentlemen, that's
you
for
bet.
Sure. All right, Tim Goodness, Rick Adams, we'll be back with more. Stay tuned.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Hey, Rick Adams here. Experience the incredible germ-killing power of Oregano P73. It's scientifically proven. If you suffer from allergies, asthma, sinusitis, toenail fungus, athlete's foot, or any other condition, you need the immediate germ-killing power of Oregano P73. Oregano P73 is an all-natural substance and even supports the immune system. For more info, call 800-243-5242. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
This is Christine with another Bring 'Em Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
Get back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Well, you can do that by joining us now on the program, 800-313-9443. Agree or disagree, we are here because we are giving you a chance to speak out on these issues of which we speak. So, by all means, tickle the phone, as they say, or forever hold your peace. 800-313-9443. And my co-host and guest tonight is Tim Goodness, who's been here before, been with us on the program a couple of times. And he has spearheaded a move on behalf of the Constitution Party, the United States. As you know, the candidate for president last time was Mike Peruca. And he certainly, gave it his best effort. He garnered quite a few votes, considering a total media blackout on the party, on the movement, by these alleged mainstream media. Isn't that right, Tim?
I think so, yeah. There was a little bit of exposure on, like, PBS, but for the most part, let's face it, if you're not a Democrat or a Republican, nobody listens to you in the mainstream media.
And that's the same party, the Republicrats, as you pointed out earlier.
Yeah, yeah.
There ain't no difference.
No, there isn't. And, you know, this election that we just wrapped up Tuesday, this off-year election.
Yeah, you wanted to say a few words about that, too.
Yeah, obviously there's going to be fallout over this. I mean, people are distancing themselves from the president big time, from this administration, and who can blame them? But I think you're going to see more of that with the Republicans, especially the Republicans that aren't really far to the right. And when I mean say far to the right, I mean fascist. That's what they are. They're going to distance themselves more. I think the victories that that the Democrats had is going to give them a little bit of kick in the pants to go after things a little more aggressively. And what I'm really afraid of is sometime between now and the election of next year, because the Republicans have to know the writing is on the wall. They're going to lose the Senate and probably the House. What I have to really worry about, what I'm really fearful of, is that there isn't going to be some event so that we all embrace our government and ask them to protect us. I think you know what I'm getting at here, Rick.
Mm-hmm. We've been talking about it for a long time, right?
Yeah.
We've been putting it off.
Some staged event to, shall we say, you know, bring it right in. Just say, well, hey, you know, might not be an election.
Well, like Mr. Chertoff was saying tonight on TV, the new czar, if you will, of Homeland Security, he was talking about Jordan and these latest alleged al-Qaeda bombings.
Mm-hmm.
And he was saying, well, again, it's not a matter of, you know, them happening in America. It's just a matter of when will they happen? When will we have bombings, more bombings, something more horrific than we've ever had? You know, almost as if to say, boy, wouldn't that be nice if we did have it? Then we could teach people how to be secure. We could bring them the straitjacket of security, you know? It's almost like they are totally waiting for it to happen, if not making it happen.
That useful Pearl Harbor-like event.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm wondering is if something does happen, and it's similar to September 11th, where people look at it and say, wait a minute, something doesn't jive here, man.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't actually see splinter groups forming inside the two parties.
Mm. You think that may be a possibility?
Well, I, you know, I haven't lost all hope for those people. So I'd like to think that there are a few there who would stand up and say, you know, something really stinks in Denmark, and we need to take a good look at it, and we need to take action.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't be surprised. You know, I mean, I know it's a long shot, but I wouldn't be surprised if we did see that.
Mm-hmm. That would be interesting to see if that would happen.
So it would be very interesting to watch it play out, and it might actually be a very valuable tool for us.
I think we had forestalled, if anything, an attack on America. I think the programs like ours, the videos that are out there, all of the websites, all of the polls showing a large number of Americans, nearly half, not believing anything that the government has said about 9/11, particularly New Yorkers who were there. I think that has actually had an effect on preventing this group of criminals in this government in Washington from doing what was done on 9/11. I believe they're fearful that if they move too quickly now and they do something else, the American public will resist with all of their might. And I think that more and more Americans, we've got some information we're going to talk about in a little while, on the polls on firearms. More Americans now are more concerned than ever before about Big Brother trying to take their guns under the excuse of safety, like Katrina or any other natural
disaster.
And they
should be. They should be concerned. But, you know, I think the wake-up, I think that the big wake-up call is just around the corner, and it's probably going to happen after the Christmas boom.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm talking about is the economy. Because if you work with construction people like I have worked,
mm-hmm.
you know what to look for. And what I have seen about 2 weeks ago, Caterpillar, who makes great construction equipment, the finest construction equipment in the world, believe me,
We can ask the family of Rachel Corey.
I was just going to say, ask an Israeli what bulldozer they prefer
exactly.
to use to run over an activist with.
Right, exactly.
But, you know, I digress and I'm being facetious. But, you know, they make the finest construction equipment in the world. You have all these talking heads on shows like Joe Kramer, who talks about stocks and what stocks to own. And he says, Caterpillar, great stock.
Mm-hmm.
Well, about 2 weeks ago, they took a big hit. They dropped, I think, $5 or $6 a share. Don't quote me on that. Mm-hmm. And they said that they're going to have to reevaluate their year's profits. So their sales are down. Their sales are down when we have all kinds of construction pending in an area of the country hit by hurricanes, and their sales are down. This week, Toll Brothers, which is one of the biggest builders in the country of luxury homes. I've been to their homes. I don't think they're built very well, but they're considered one of the biggest builders of luxury homes, and they're a publicly held company. Their stock took a big drop this week, just the other day, 2 days ago, I think it is. So the wave is crashing, the bubble is breaking, and interest rates are going up. The markets are getting soft, and that means people are going to be losing their jobs. They're not going to be able to pay their interest-only mortgages. And what you're going to have is Americans are going to start realizing that things are not what they appear to be. And Americans, probably like no other people in the world, think with their wallet. So what you see now in the polls for George W. Bush and company is just the beginning. It's the economy, stupid.
Well, that's always been true, hasn't it?
And, yes, it has. And it's coming now.
When you see Greenspan stepping aside, that tells you something as well.
Yeah, and, you know, Alan Greenspan is an interesting character because he used to be a totally different kind of guy. He used to believe in you know, gold, owning gold, and having the currency backed by gold.
He wouldn't be caught dead at the helm of the Federal Reserve, heaven forbid.
Yeah, you know, 30, 40 years ago, absolutely not. But evidently, I mean, somebody changed his mind.
They certainly did, huh?
There you go.
And, you know, goodbye, Ayn Rand, you know. That's the way it goes. But, you know, I wanted to read to you before we take more calls. And, by the way, you can get on the line now if you have an agreement, disagreement, question, comment, 800-313-9443. But I wanted to mention some of the polling that has been done, and particularly having to do with the right to keep and bear arms, because as I just said, this is probably, next to the economy, the nearest and dearest of things, I think, to the average true American. I don't mean the welfare mom. I don't mean the people that are used to getting something from the government. I mean people that know what freedom is all about. You know, a Gallup poll showing the greatest decline of public confidence in law enforcement in 10 years, Tim, explains why a number of Americans are arming themselves as never before. Gallup's new crime poll was conducted in mid-October, and Gallup randomly contacted 1,012 adults across the country. The results have revealed that confidence in the ability to protect people from violent crime has slipped from, guess what, 61% last year to just 53% as of this year. And you look at the aftermath of Katrina, when thousands of Americans were left to fend for themselves, and you saw looting and crime and all sorts of banditry going on, much of it, by the way, by the police, you realize that Americans are beginning to understand the need to keep and bear arms and to learn how to use them now as never before. And even in liberal parts of the country like New England, people are experiencing, and the gun shop owners will tell you, that their sales are way up over last year. And that tells you a heck of a lot, my friend.
It sure does. And folks, I beg you to look into this information because I know this is a conservative number I'm about to throw at you. But when you get talking to one of these people who want to take your guns away, and they're telling you all these numbers of gun crimes and murders from guns, just remember this. This is a conservative number. Over 700,000 crimes a year are stopped or deterred by an armed person.
Amen to that. We'll
be
back.
I'm not talking about the cops.
That's right. Return with more calls. Tim and Rick, stay tuned.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Uri International, that's the name. Put the good health and nutrition back in your food with 30 years of research in organic farming and importing powerful organic berries from South America and the Orient. This is an exciting nutrition buying club with a 50% fast cash bonus paid weekly for sharing these exceptional organic products with friends and family. No additives, no preservatives, no pasteurization, coming right from the farm to you. Take it from me, Rick Adams. These products will change the health of your body and your life with the highest quality, tremendous value, low prices, and a great opportunity for you to make that extra money you need. Over 35 live products, free website, training, and leads. This is the company you've been waiting for. Let food be your medicine and medicine your food. Call Barbara right now, 1-800-543-6606. That's 1-800-543-6606, Uri International.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
By some awful quirk of fate, the Morlocks had become the masters and the Eloi their servants. The Morlocks maintained them and bred them like cattle.
Well, good evening, fellow Eloi. Rick Adams and Tim Goodness are here to bring you entertainment, a thought, a little bit of everything, a little bit of education if we can, and obviously you've been educating us as well. And we invite you to give us a buzz. Tickle the phone, 800-313-9443, Tim. That's the number. And we haven't really gotten into many of the other issues that I know you like to talk about, but we talked about hate speech. We talked about the Democrats and the Republicans and the primaries. And we even talked about the economy now and what's going to happen. And as far as your own personal perception is concerned, your own thoughts, do you feel, as many do now, that we may very well see, this 9/11-2 take place before the next election? We may see George Bush go. We may see a scandal breaking now, or we may just see this thing drag out. What do you think of the chances of any of these things happening?
Well, my fear is that there will be another 9/11, another helpful Pearl Harbor-like event. Let me put it to you that way. That is my fear, and there will be a total clampdown. I mean, you know, Tommy Franks, everybody knows what he said in a Cigar Aficionado magazine, that one more terrorist attack and the Constitution may very well be scrapped. Tommy Franks, four-star general, second-generation American, Russian Jew. I believe he's also a dual citizen. I may be wrong. You know, this is a guy on the inside, deep on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't doubt it for one minute. I would like to see, you know, like you, Rick, I'd like to see things get slowed down, backed up, but I don't see it happening. I just don't. These people in Congress are so compromised. They're
well,
so far.
In a way, I'd like to see things get worse faster. I'd like to see things speed up. I'd like to see more attacks. I'd like to see more things go on that would wake people up more quickly because, you know, it's when we're lulled asleep that people cannot be educated. They cannot be made to understand what has befallen them. You know, just like the energy. We talked the last few nights. We had Lindsey Williams on. And
right.
You know who Lindsey Williams is, and we followed up the discussion last night again with energy and alternatives. And quite honestly, my perception is that the American people can be played like a yo-yo, up and down, up and down, up and down. And right now, they have become complacent with gasoline prices. Home heating oil prices are high, but they're not as high as they could be. So you know what? As far as the American home front is concerned, all is well. That is the mindset, Tim.
Well, you know, I'll just throw that back to the economy going sour. It's the building boom and low interest rates that has kept this economy churning.
Mm-hmm.
And that's coming to an end. We're starting to see the signs of that. And Americans do think with their wallets, and I think that there's going to be a big wake-up call. Whether it's soon enough or not, I don't know. It's going to get messy, no doubt about it. It's going to be a lot of people losing their homes. And don't forget, I mean, this country is 30%, last I knew, more in debt than it was during when the Great Depression hit, when the market crashed. However, there was something like 16,000 people became millionaires during the Depression because their money was liquid.
Mm-hmm.
They could move their money. They had access to their money. And, you know, I know a lot of people, even on this network, suggest buying gold. Gold is a great idea. You should have gold in your portfolio. But don't forget, when the Depression hit, the government confiscated it. And they didn't take it and put it in the Treasury. They took it and they gave it to the Federal Reserve. Am I correct about that, Rick?
Well, they actually took it, and then they were selling most of it overseas at a higher price. But, you know, the thing that angers me so much is that, you know, gold is good, obviously, and you should have gold.
You should have
some gold, you coins. Silver is very good. But more than that, you have to have a complete survival kit.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that involves the food, and that involves the water, and that involves the medical. That involves all of the things that you don't expect to happen, and when they happen, you want to be able to be prepared. As Lindsey Williams was saying, if you love your family and you really think of them, then you have to right now get prepared for things that will happen. And if you don't, your family, the people that depend upon you the most, are not going to be so forgiving, I'm afraid, because they're going to be looking, saying, why didn't you do something, Dad? Why didn't you do something, Mom? And unfortunately, people are not doing things that they need to be doing in great enough numbers. You know, the time will come when we'll have our Fallujahs here in the United States, and we'll have our Basras, and we'll have our Sunni triangles, and we'll have all of this occupation by the federal government going on here that's going on in Iraq. No electricity. Food being rationed, water being polluted, and all of these necessities taken away. People say, you're crazy. That won't happen here, Rick. That can't happen. This is America. And I have to remind them, it's already happened, and it will happen again. Stay with us if you can.
Let's
Tim.
Talk
can you
a
stay
little
with
bit
us?
More.
All
yeah.
right. Good
yeah, let's
enough.
Let's talk a
we'll
little bit more about that, Rick.
Excellent. We will be back. Rick Adams and Tim Goodness. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try Pure Soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Are you experiencing memory loss, mood swings, slowed reflexes? Well, North American Herb and Spices NeuroLoft helps make your mind and nerves work better. The powerful herbs and spices in NeuroLoft naturally support the function of the brain and nervous system. To maximize your mental clarity and productivity, call 800-243-5242 and try NeuroLoft today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored, Radio Free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
And we are back now on the program. Rick Adams and Tim Goodness, Uncensored Radio Free America. Tim, you wanted to talk a little bit about the subject that I just brought up, about survival and survival kits and about America like Iraq?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, it doesn't take a staged terrorist attack to put you into a situation where you need to have food and water for you and your family. Mm-hmm. Just take a good look at New Orleans. But the fact of the matter is you don't need to spend a lot of money to do it. I probably shouldn't say this, but I'm going to anyways. I have enough food here to feed me and my family for well over 30 days. Mm-hmm. FEMA recommends that we have food on hand to feed our families for over 30 days, 60 days, something like that, Rick.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the Department of Homeland Security says that if you have more than 30 days worth of food in your home, you're a person of interest. That's an anarchist.
That's right.
So
there's a contradiction right there. That's
yeah, you're getting mixed signals from the government.
Mm-hmm.
What I recommend to people is have something like a small package from Ready Reserve Foods where you have food for the long haul. That stuff lasts for 5, 6, 7 years. Then it's very simple to do. All you got to do is take $100. If you can't do $100, do 50. If you can't do 50, do 25 this month and 25 next month. Go to one of these big club stores, one of these big discount club stores like Sam's Club or BJ's we have up here. You can buy a 15-pound bag of rice for for about $10. You can buy all the beans you'd ever want for about $10. Take them home, store them in something that's going to keep them cool and dry, under a bed, throw them in a airtight container, throw them under a bed, and this stuff will last you for close to a year.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to be eating beans and rice, but you know what? You're going to be eating. And beans and rice together are pretty much a complete protein.
Now,
so you have your nutrition.
You know, people have been stocking up on canned goods as well, dehydrated mm-hmm. foods as well, storing the water. And so all of those are good suggestions because they'll get you through for a while at the very least. But my philosophy is if it's going to be more than 60 days or 90 days, it may very well be too late anyway. I mean, it doesn't have to be, but more than likely, there's bigger problems. And we're talking radiological, nuclear, all of these things that are going to be contaminating the environment. Now, those are things that we need to consider, need to understand. And a lot
Absolutely.
Of people just don't think it's going to happen, and we can forestall that day forever, and nothing will happen. But it will. Something will happen, and it will give rise to this system that we're talking about, the beast in Jerusalem. And we're talking about this worldwide convergence of this man of sin who will be the Antichrist, the substitute for Christ, who will be promising and bringing about peace and safety when all of these bad things happen. We're supposed to bow down and worship this new man.
Yeah.
He's going to be the new Christ. And this is exactly where people will be deceived. Most people, not the elect, but most people don't know any better. We'll be following him, I'm afraid.
Yes.
And you know what happens when the blind lead the blind? Both shall fall into the ditch.
Yeah.
Let's talk to Doug now. Douglas in Texas. Hello, Doug. You're on the program.
Hey. Thank you, Rick. Hello, Tim.
Hi, how are you?
The thing that bothers me about talk radio is how everybody is so... I'll take my friend Mr. Jones, for example. You can't mention race, or you're some kind of a racist, you're divisive, and this and that and other.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that would be like saying, if you look at the NBA, who dominates that sport?
Orientals. Orientals.
Oh, there is an Oriental. We can't say they're all, you know, there's all kind of people in the NBA.
Yeah.
And there's all kind of people in the American government, too, and the ones that are in power are named Comrade Chertoff and mm-hmm. Wolfowitz and Pearl. And,
we're from the government, and we're here to help you.
But there, mm-hmm. we mentioned that there might be a little bit over-representation of the so-called Jews. I'm not saying that they are. They're not religious.
No, and they're not Jews, either. They're phony. They're
Kenites. Well, they're not real Jews.
Right.
But they're a tight little bunch, aren't they?
Well, they certainly have enormous power disproportionate to their numbers. No one would argue that.
Well, if I can, this is how I look at them. I don't look at these people as Jews. I look at them as Zionists.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same thing with a lot of the people out there who call themselves Christians. They're
right,
not
right.
Christians.
Exactly.
They're Zionists. And, you know, as a Christian, I have to be honest with you, and I have to say that the people out there who call themselves Christians and are really Zionists,
mm-hmm.
they are the enablers of Zionism.
Right.
Because there isn't enough Jews in the world to float the Zionist agenda.
Right.
It is every bit as much a Christian problem as it is a Jew. It's a bigger Christian problem than it is a Jewish problem.
I understand that, and you've got your little criminal government in Israel that have dossiers on all of our politicians. Mm-hmm. They've either bought them off through contributions, or they're blackmailing them.
You betcha.
You know, they have complete control. They could get anything passed through our Congress, and they get their huge funding, and then they come back over here and buy it. So I would say they had Ariel Sharon says it. You know, I'll just say what he says. We control America.
Yep.
Right.
Not only that, but Israeli companies are the ones who have installed some of the most sensitive communication systems in our government. And if anybody thinks for one second that they didn't put in some kind of back door so that they can hear what's going on, they're kidding themselves. Because you know if the tables were turned and it was America putting in that, we would be putting our back door in so we can hear what's going on.
Well, we occasionally hear, like with Larry Franklin or something, he is spying for Israel. Or, you know, we can come up with that occasionally, but why would they need to spy on us when they're the ones that are setting the agenda?
I think they're setting some of it, you bet.
Yeah.
You bet. And you're right about the disproportionate representation, because less than 2% of this country is Jewish.
Right.
And I can think of four senators right now that are Jewish.
Four?
I think so.
Which one are you talking about? I'm Feinstein, Spector, Schumer, Rottenberg, Corzine.
There you go.
I think about 25.
Yep, yep. And you're probably right on every single one of them. But,
well,
you know,
1/10 anyway of the
Senate. If you look at it from the perspective of less than 2% of the population is Jewish, you'd kind of, you know, representation government, you'd kind of wonder how more than 4 or 5% would be Jewish. But it is.
And in the military, their representation in the military is 0.25%. They comprise 0.25%. And I'm sure the least of them, the lowliest of them is probably a colonel.
Yeah, a lot of your generals,
right,
are Zionist Jews. There's no doubt about it. And a lot of these generals that are Christians that I've read excerpts from, things they've said, these guys are Zionist Christians. You know, the problem with me isn't so much whether they're Jewish or Christian. It's the Zionist agenda that I have a problem with.
Right. And the preachers that get up there, like we have John Hagee here in San Antonio, he has Benjamin Netanyahu over. Oh, he didn't go more than 2 months without having him. And if Netanyahu was a real Jew, he wouldn't appear in a Christian church, you know.
Netanyahu, correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't that the same Benjamin Netanyahu who is a CIA operative who has four American Social Security cards? Is it that Benjamin Netanyahu?
I don't know. I haven't heard that one about.
Yeah, one Social Security card is John J. Sullivan. Another one is John J. Sullivan, Jr. A third one is a takeoff on his real name, Benny Netanyahu or something like that. And a fourth one is Benjamin Netanyahu. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I heard that somewhere.
Chutzpah, then, if that's the case.
I'm sorry?
What chutzpah, if that's the case,
well,
to quote someone else.
He's CIA.
Dr. Finkelstein, who has written eloquently.
He's CIA.
Yeah.
Benjamin Netanyahu is CIA. I mean,
well, you know. I'll put it this way. The CIA is the Mossad, and the Mossad is the CIA. So
hand in hand.
It's essentially, you know, it's essentially one and the same entity, and that's where John F. Kennedy got himself in trouble. He didn't know where the CIA ended and the Mossad began.
Yeah.
You know, so that's something he should have known. But, you know, speaking of all of this, now that you guys have brought the subject up, of course, there are some interesting things going on. As you know, the mounting death toll in Iraq is continuing to grow. We were told that the Iraqis don't count before the invasion began. The head of the U.S. Central Command, General Thomas Franks, as you said, boasted, "We don't do body counts." You remember him saying that?
Yes.
Well, his claim was reported by Donald Rumsfeld in November of 2003 when he said, "We don't do body counts on other people." And by the Pentagon in January of this year, "The only thing we keep track of is casualties for U.S. troops and civilians." How convenient. But that's not true either. Almost every week now, the Pentagon claims to have killed 50 or 70 or 100 so-called insurgents, gentlemen, in its latest assault on the stronghold of the monster they've created, Mr. Zarqawi. And in May, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff said that his soldiers had killed about 250 of Zarqawi's closest lieutenants, if you'll recall. and on and on and on it goes. But the report that they put out does not in any way, shape, or form deal with the figures that represent all casualties, only insurgents, or as the paragraph appears to have hinted, only civilians killed by insurgents. In other words, there's no explanation of how the figures were gathered, how they were compiled, and the only accompanying text that we had was source MNC1, which means Multinational Corps Iraq. Okay? I, that should be, not one, but I. And we'll just have to trust these guys. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't trust them. I don't trust their body counts. And quite frankly, I think the body counts and also those still dying in hospitals when they've come out of combat is far greater than anything that we've been told thus far.
Well, the estimates I hear is that it's anywhere from 2 to 5 times greater. So you're looking at anywhere from 4,000 to 10,000 dead Americans in this war based on lies for globalism.
Right, right. And
how many more will die when they come home and have suffered the effects of the depleted uranium and the vaccinations they've taken?
That's right.
How long for the days when we had honest statesmen like Madeleine Albright that discovered she was a Jew when she was 55 years old?
Isn't that amazing?
And,
huh?
And then we've got John McCain coming out and saying that he cites Israel as an example of a nation that successfully combats terrorism without resorting to torture.
I'm going to tell you right now, this is what I think of John McCain. John McCain is a traitor to this country. I base that on the fact that he turned his back, and he has been a big denier of the attack on the liberty. This guy is a traitor.
His father was.
And so isn't he. John McCain wrote the foreword in Jay Kristol's book.
Right.
I mean, he is a traitor to this country as far as I'm concerned.
Well, he wants to go places. He knows that if you're going to go places in politics in America, you'd better get in on the bus. That's the Israeli bus. If you don't, you're not going to go anywhere. You're going to be smeared, tarred, feathered, or ignored.
And he never met an illegal alien he didn't like.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, again, this is one of the reasons the Republican Party has failed. And you know, with the Constitution Party, they take a principled stand against all foreign aid. And here's guys like McCain and the Republican Party, you know, talking about how they can, you know, get along with a little bit of intrigue, a little assassination here and there. We don't want to have torture now, he says. We don't do that. But in fact, he knows full well that the CIA has torture planes. He knows full well that we've been torturing people at Guantanamo. He knows full well that it's going to continue when Rumsfeld denies it and says he never heard of that before. You know, we're governed by liars.
And what about Hugo Chavez?
There you go. Bingo.
I mean, look at this guy. Mm. Well, why don't we like him? Why don't we like him? Because he's against the FTAA. Because he sells his oil for euros. Because he trades his oil to feed his people and give them medical supplies. Because his country is crawling out of poverty. I mean, there was an article, I can't remember where I read it, that just recently, talking about how his people are coming out of poverty. Because he doesn't want the International Monetary Fund or the World Bank or the Free Trade Area of the Americas or anybody else going down there and ruining his country any more than it's ruined. And he's got enough oil to supply all of South America for something like 50 years.
Mm.
And he said that if he has to do that, he will. And why don't we like him? Because he doesn't go along with our agenda. Because
right.
He's not a globalist. He's a nationalist. Leave the guy alone.
And his people are getting 16 cents a gallon gasoline.
Yeah, I heard that.
Right.
I heard that. They're getting it for like less than a quarter.
Yeah. But we can't have that.
No, hell no. We can't have you selling your oil for euros.
Uh-huh.
No.
That's right. That's right. And you heard Lindsey Williams last night say $3 a barrel oil from Alaska, and we can't touch it. We can't get it. That would make America energy independent, and that's the last thing Henry Kissinger wanted. That's the last thing the New World Order and the World Bank want.
Well, we don't even have to go to Alaska. There's enough oil reserves right in the Gulf off the coast of Louisiana to supply this country for something like 5 to 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
the problem is they've made it uneconomical for the oil industry to exist, as far as independents are concerned and smaller companies. So these multinational, these big sisters, as it were, they would rather have us, and they work hand in glove with the globalists overseas. They have no allegiance to this country,
no
allegiance to America's needs, and they have put out of business, thanks to the government. The government did it. Socialism does it. Put out of business all these independents now that we had for years. Thank you, Doug, for your call, brother. And if you want to finish out the hour, you may with me. Tim Goodness.
You
Rick Adams, we'll be back.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hi, this is Rick Adams. Are you concerned about all of the media talk about the various new bird flu and other flu strains entering our country? Well, if you're hesitant about unknown ingredients in the popular flu vaccines, good for you. There is a natural, healthy alternative. Among them is this one, a successful, organic, natural, potent product from Uri International. It really works to prevent and rapidly eliminate the flu and cold symptoms. The 8 synergistic ingredients in immune enhancement works rapidly to raise your immune system without any side effects. Easy to swallow, no side effects, and safe for all ages. Call Barbara. 908-647-5093. Again, 908-647-5093, and mention Rick Adams when you call.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBN. So that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com, the store that invests its profits in your freedom.
I know the human being and fish can coexist peacefully.
Well, you heard it, Tim.
What a moron.
From the man. That's all right now. He represents the collective intelligence of America.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to add, by the way, we finally do have a way that you can write to me directly to a new post office address. And I don't know if I should give it tonight or if I should announce it tomorrow night and have a grand gala event when we do our Friday night broadcast with Scott Smith. But I think I'll do it tonight. You think I should do it maybe over a week, a year, or whatever? Give it a... Well, anyway, put it this way. You can reach me, first of all, by taking down the name Rick Adams. And then, tomorrow night, we will reveal the rest of the plan to you. How's that? See, I'm trying to give you a cliffhanger. But it is in Rhode Island, North Providence, and the zip code is 02904. So you can have that as the first and the last lines. How's that? Tomorrow night we will reveal the body of the address, and it will be revealed during the broadcast tomorrow night. So stay tuned, and then you can write to me directly, because you don't have to email me. You don't have to wait for responses. If you want to send $1 million, go right ahead. Put it cash in an envelope, you're welcome to do so. You want to send me a money order made out to cash? No problem. We'll take that too. Isn't that right, Tim?
Oh, you betcha.
Just no strings attached, that's all. All right, now as we close the broadcast tonight, Tim, is there anything we have left out that you want people to think about or remember that they should know first and foremost about where Tim Goodness stands, the Constitution Party, or anything else?
Well, I've been speaking for myself tonight, my very opinionated self, so I wouldn't want to lump the poor old Constitution Party in with my opinions. But the Constitution Party itself is about returning our government to its original constitutional restraints, mm-hmm. running the country as it was meant to be run by the Constitution and the Bill of Rights.
Right.
And that's what we need to do in this country. We need to get back to, you hear it all the time, get back to basics.
Very simple.
The rules are there. I believe the Founding Fathers had a divine finger touch them, divine hand touch them, and they did it all right. And it's never been done better. We just got to follow the rules.
That's all you have to do, ladies and gentlemen. He's the man, and the man is upstairs. And that's all I can say is that we finally know that if we don't follow him, we're following somebody else. As I said earlier, you don't want to be one of those, you know, the blind leading the blind. Tim, thank you for being with us. And if people want to get in touch with you, you have an email address, by the way?
Yeah, Tim Goodness, all one word, all lowercase.
Yes.
Goodness, Goodness, Tim mm-hmm. Goodness.
Yes.
At hotmail.com.
Boy, that's easy, huh?
Yeah,
Tim
sure
Goodness at hotmail.com.
You betcha.
Well, it's been my pleasure having you on tonight. I'm glad you survived the 2 hours. Hope we didn't keep you up too late.
Well, I hate to say this, but you can probably tell a little bit I am dragging.
Yeah, you work a long day. Well, let me let you go to bed.
Enjoy the
night. It's been a pleasure having you back again.
All mine.
And anytime you come back.
Take care.
Thank you, Tim Goodness. Amen. All right, tomorrow night, God willing, 8 o'clock Central, Rick Adams and Scott Smith. And you know what that means. Patrick Henry will be back. So, Rick Adams, stay tuned. Stay with RBNLive.com. We'll see you then.
Most Americans want our government to control our borders, especially since 9/11. But amazingly, some political leaders want to do away with borders entirely, whether the American people agree or not. And they have a serious plan for accomplishing their aims while deceiving the public. It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA, a huge power grab. If Congress approves the FTAA, our nation will be pushed down the same path that produced the European Union. There will be no more illegal immigration because there will be no enforcement of borders. Americans will lose control of their destiny as regional bureaucrats from corrupt political systems decide our future. Sound incredible? Check out the facts for yourself. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then tell Congress you want a better future for America. That's stoptheftaa.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.